All right, what's going on, everyone? This is End Time Headlines. It is Saturday, October 12th, and we've got some breaking news coming out of the Middle East that we want to get you up to par on. Again, it is Saturday, October 12th, 2024. We've got a lot of information coming out of the Middle East that we want to get you up to date on. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. There's a massive cyber attack underway right now. Reports are claiming that Iran's nuclear infrastructure has come under a massive cyber attack amid the ongoing conflict with Israel. The country's legislature, judiciary, and the executive have also been subjected to a cyber attack. Again, I know a lot of people is going to be jumping on here. It appears it would be Israel carrying out this cyber attack, but as of the reporting of this, Iran is under a massive cyber attack. Also, Turkey's Erdogan has come out and made a absolutely prophetic and biblical statement. We're going to talk about that today. Also, brand new information is coming across stating that the U.S. officials now say that Israel has narrowed down its targets to strike on Iran. We're going to be covering all of this, as well as satellites that will be launched that are being sent to Russia from Iran. That can be disturbing in itself, and we're going to get you updated on that. Also, Biden is calling on Israeli military to stop strikes on UN peacekeepers in Lebanon. So we're going to cover all this and much more today in this quick update. Let's get started.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? Again, this is End Time Headlines, and we appreciate everybody jumping on right now. I know it is Saturday. It's unusual for us to come on the weekend, but we've got some major breaking news coming out of the Middle East. And again, we would love for you guys to help us out, get this word out, hit that like button, take it a step further. If you're watching by YouTube or coming on here by other streams of social media, from Facebook or Instagram, again, help us out. Hit that like button. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell notification, and you can keep up to date with all of our updates. And, of course, if you don't have our free app, we'd love for you guys to pick it up today. You can get it on Apple and Android. Just swing by your Play Store, whatever that looks like for you. Also, in the description of this video, you'll see a link there. Just download a free app, hit yes to push notifications, and you'll be squared away. So I want to get you up to date. I know people are pouring in here. So let me recap a little bit what we talked about at the beginning of this. As of right now, MSN and multiple sources are reporting that Iran's nuclear infrastructure has come under a massive cyber attack. And even the country's legislature, the judiciary, and the executive branches have all been subjected to a cyber attack. Again, this is from multiple sources that are citing this right now that's happening. Also, want to show you this. I'm going to pull this up so you can see what I'm looking at here. This is coming from NBC News. Got a little tongue-tied there. NBC News is reporting that U.S. officials say that Israel now has narrowed down its targets on Iran. So let's see what officially is being told. I'm going to give you this. The strike could happen at any time, according to U.S. and Israeli officials who told NBC News, and it could come during this weekend, during Yom Kippur. That's we're in the feast of Yom Kippur in Israel right now. And this attack, again, I'm quoting NBC News, and other sources are citing that this attack had happened as early as this weekend. U.S. officials believe Israel has now narrowed down what they will target in the response to Iran's attack. We know that there was much speculation and there was fears coming from the White House and other sources that Israel was going to pursue the nuclear infrastructure and even the energy sectors. Now, according to the report, officials describe these targets as Iranian military and energy infrastructure. So at least some of this now may come to fruition as the energy infrastructure has been cited as one of the targets of this, again, this military operation from Israel. There is no indication that Israel will target nuclear facilities or carry out assassinations. Again, there is no indication as of now that Israel will target nuclear facilities. Now, we know that Israel kept U.S. officials in the dark on what they were exactly going to do. So time will tell, guys, if they actually carry this out and what they will do. The region has been on edge awaiting Israel's response to an Iranian missile barrage launched on the 1st of October, which Iran said was in response to Israel's invasion of Lebanon and Israel taking out its allies, including some of these top leaders in Tehran, Hezbollah's powerful leader, Hassan Nasrallah in Beirut. Iran's attack caused little damage in Israel, and the U.S. does not know when Israel's response could come, but officials say that the Israeli military is posed and ready to go at, quote, any time once the order is given. So this, again, it looks as if this military operation could come as early as this weekend during, again, I want to cite this, that this is during the feast of Yom Kippur. A U.S. official stressed that they have no information to indicate the response will come today, but admitted that Israel has not shared a specific timeline with them. And it is not clear Israeli officials haven't even agreed on a timeline. U.S. and Israeli officials said a response could come during, again, Yom Kippur. Israel shared more information with the U.S. about the retaliation. Again, this is according to U.S. officials, but they withheld many details of operational security concerns. The U.S. is posed to defend its assets in the region from any immediate counterattack from Iran, but is not likely to provide direct military support to the operation. And that's yet to be seen. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke with his Israeli counterpart last night, and they discussed broad strokes about an Israeli response. However, it is not clear that there was much there was not concrete details given. Their call came after an Israeli cabinet meeting about the retaliation. U.S. officials have continued to urge the Israeli government to make the response proportional, sticking to military targets and avoiding, here it is, quote, oil, gas, and nuclear facilities. Now, again, we got to remember, guys, why is the Biden administration so gung-ho on trying to restrain Israel from taking out these oil facilities and hitting the fuel operations and whatnot? Because it's an election year. Election is coming up. And this, obviously, a strike on their energy infrastructure, their oil infrastructure, would cause the crude oil to go up. The prices would skyrocket. And again, the Biden administration definitely don't want this on their plate going into the elections because it would look bad on them. Now, I want to give you another report here. Let me show you what I'm looking at. This again is NBC News. And guys, a lot of these articles that we're showing here, we're going to put them on our main website. We came on here first, did a breaking news update. We'll put these in the written form. If you want these sources, we will publish these on our main website so you can go back and look at these. All in the midst of this, Biden is calling on Israeli militaries to stop strikes on UN peacekeepers in Lebanon. What the heck is this about? According to U.S. officials who told NBC News, Israel has narrowed again its potential targets. However, according to this report, President Joe Biden said that he is, quote, absolutely positively asking, that's a weird term there, the Israeli military to stop hitting UN peacekeepers as international outrage grows over the attacks. I'm pretty sure, guys, that Israel is not specifically targeting UN peacekeepers. Again, this is U.S. mainstream news propaganda mounting against the nation of Israel. Again, Joe Biden is accusing Israel, the Israeli Defense Forces. He's accusing them of, it, again, from the verbiage of this, of deliberately striking UN peacekeepers and is now saying he is demanding that Israel stop striking these peacekeepers because of, quote, international outrage growing over the attack. Speaking of international outrage, I don't know if you saw this, but there has been French President Emmanuel Macron has come out. Italy's leader has come out. And I don't have this in front of me, but another world leader has come out, and they're all condemning Israel. Now, guys, again, this is prophecy. I said this the other night on one of our podcasts. Zechariah chapter 12 tells us that in the future, eventually, this is all going to happen. All of the nations of the world will have a unified call to an agenda to come against Israel. Zechariah said that Jerusalem, specifically Jerusalem, would become a cup of trembling to all nations, and all nations that gather around and gather to it and gather to try to divide it and destroy the nation of Israel. And I quote, the prophet said they will be broken in pieces. Now, the prophet Joel, you can read this in Joel chapter 3. He specifically says that these nations, many of these nations that that conspire this plan to divide the land of Israel for quote unquote peace, for peace and security, peace and safety, for diplomacy reasons, Joel says specifically that those nations would be judged, and they will be judged because God himself will handpick those nations, and he will bring them to the valley of Megiddo. And you can read this in the book of Revelation. This all happens during the tribulation, and they will be judged there in a war called Armageddon. So right now, when this should not surprise us, when we see these nations and the, and its leaders coming against Israel, they're literally, you know what they're doing? They're taking roll call. They're taking roll call because God is, the eyes of the Lord see this. Heaven bears witness of this, and they're setting themselves up. Guys, Genesis 12, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. This is all prophecy unfolding. So let me give you this. This is huge right here. Okay, we'll go right to this. This was profound when I saw this. I'm going to show you this article here. Look at this. Turkey's Erdogan is urging, look at the countries that he is urging to come together. Russia, Syria, and Iran. Russia, Syria, and Iran should take measures after Israel's strike on Damascus. Guys, that I want you need to screenshot that. You need to take a picture that you want to talk about a headline straight from Bible prophecy. That right there, my friend, is straight out of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, which specifically mentions a coalition headed up by Iran, quote unquote Persia, with the help of Gog and Magog, which includes southern Soviet Russian collaborations. Then now Assyria or Syria is not mentioned in that war because we all speculate that they will probably fulfill Isaiah 17 and they won't even make it to that big show. But they will be involved in another war that I believe is coming before that war, and that's Psalms chapter 83. Let me read a little bit of this. This is profound. I saw this morning and my jaw dropped. Russia, Syria, and Iran should take more effective measures to protect Syria's territorial integrity. Again, this comes from Turkish President Erdogan. When asked about Israel's recent strike on Damascus, he said, quote, "We will defend an urgent and permanent peace in Syria. Israel is the most concrete threat to regional and global peace." Look at the terminology there. Again, this was given by Erdogan in an interview with Turkish media. Quote, it is essential that Russia, Iran, and Syria take more effective measures against this situation, which poses the greatest threat to Syria's territorial integrity. Again, according to a readout of the interview from the presidency. And this is absolutely profound, but I want to show you something else here. It's not just Russia. Look at this. Let me pull this up. Give me just a second. China pledges support for Iran. Let me say that. China is pledging support for Iran. Not a real shock there. Most of us are not shocked by this statement. But again, I believe China plays a huge role in Bible prophecy as one of the, remember, the Bible talks about the kings of the East, plural, a 200 million man army that will, they will cross over the Euphrates River that will dry up, and it will give a path to lead them right into Jerusalem and Israel, and they will attempt to try to take out the Antichrist, who has set up his headquarters right there in Revelation 13 in and there at the Temple Mount. And Paul talks about this in his letter to church, to the church of Thessalonica. He talks about that and Daniel, the prophet, talks about this. So this is huge. China's top diplomat pledged to support Iran in safeguarding its security against, quote, external forces at a meeting with the country's new president in New York, Beijing's foreign minister stated on Wednesday. Wang met President Mossad Pashishkin, I don't even know how you pronounce it, on the sidelines of the annual UN General Assembly as Israel launched more strike against Tehran's ally Hezbollah in Lebanon. The top diplomat promised China would always be a trustworthy partner. Let me say that again. China has pledged and promised that they would always be a trustworthy partner. China will continue to support Iran in safeguarding its sovereignty, security, territorial integrity, and national dignity. Beijing also opposed external forces interfering in Iran's internal affairs and imposing sanctions or pressure. Guys, let me stop here and interject this. This rhetoric, this kind of rhetoric, this kind of talk is seriously concerning. I mean, you want to talk about World War III ramifications here? The whole stage has been set up for this. And everything is falling into place, guys, for these major wars. And again, we should not be caught off guard by this. The Gospel of Matthew said, there will be wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. But be not troubled, for all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. The end is not yet, because again, I know I've said this till I'm blue in the face, but we have many different people on here. And by the way, guys, if you're new and you're just joining us on the live chat, let us know in the comments section below that you, if this is your, if you're first time joining us, you're new, and where you guys are joining us from. We've got a great family of believers here. Our moderators would love to welcome you. And again, you guys on Apple and Spotify, of course, we welcome you as well. And again, if you're just joining us, and we got a lot of people just coming in here, we're giving a live Middle East update. You need to go back. I'm not going to reiterate all this, but you need to go back from the beginning of this and watch this. This is huge breaking news coming out of the Middle East. We've got a major cyber attack underway. We've got Turkey's Erdogan calling for the players of Gog and Magog to form their alliance against Israel. We've got Syria being mentioned. We've got Damascus being mentioned. We've got these pledges and these promises that China is making, for support for Iran. It would seem as if we're even a step closer to World War III. Conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, the Lebanese Shiite militant movement backed by Iran, has intensified in recent weeks. Lebanon said Israeli strikes killed at least 558 people on Monday, which is the deadliest day of violence in the country since its 1975 to 1990 Civil War. Think about that. This is huge, guys. China is a close partner of Iran, its largest trade partner. There you go. Again, let me say that again. China is a very close-knit partner of Iran, its largest trade partner and a top buyer of its sanctioned oil. Hello, why do you think Biden doesn't want Israel to strike Iran's oil facilities? I'm going to venture to say that Biden has got great interest in it. Just like he's got great interest in Ukraine. If you want to know why in the world is our nation, I'm going to get on my soapbox right here for a second. Why do we keep funneling hundreds of millions and billions of dollars to Zelensky and Ukraine, but we're leaving our own people, come on, in the Appalachians high and dry? The reason is because this dude doesn't have any interest in the Appalachians. He doesn't have any interest in North Carolina people and that region or Georgia, but he does have interest in Ukraine. And that's as far as I'm going to go with that, because we want to keep the update on. We want to keep this on the live stream. We want to use wisdom. Okay. So again, now speaking of Iran, let me pull up this. I want to give you another article here. Let me show you this here. Iranian news agency reports two satellites are being sent to Russia for a rocket launch. Again, according to the Times of Israel, Iranian news agency has officially reported that they are sending two satellites to be sent to Russia for rocket launch. What in the world is this all about? According to the report, Iran has sent two locally made satellites to Russia to be put into orbit by a Russian space vehicle. The semi-official news agency, again, this is an Iranian source, and also Russian sources are reporting, and the latest space cooperation between Iran and Russia. Again, two major players, guys, in Bible prophecy, Ezekiel 38:39. The development of COSAR, a high-resolution imaging satellite, and Hodhod, a small communication satellite, is the first substantial effort by Iran's private space sector. Now, listen to this. Russia sent Iranian satellites into orbit back in February of 2000 and in 2022 when U.S. officials voiced concern over space cooperation between Russia and Iran. Listen to this. Fearing the satellite will not only help Russia in Ukraine, but also help Iran monitor potential military targets in Israel and the wider Middle East. Now, I'm going to show you another thing. There's also been a lot of concern that there could be an electromagnetic pulse bomb. Okay, that they could launch this into space, into the atmosphere, detonate this thing. And I thought about this the other night, because we've had these unprecedented these coronal mass ejections that keep flying off of the sun. And in 1 year, think about this, guys, in the past 12 months of this year, we have had major solar activity wherein which these solar flares have caused solar storms, and we've had auroras. I've been alive, guys, for 47 years. I've never seen these with my own eyes. And I'm here in the state of Georgia, which is pretty far south. And we're seeing them in our sky, and they're going as far as Florida and even into Texas. And it's one thing to have something like this happen once in 10 years or whatever, but we've had it happen twice, two major solar storms, twice in 1 year's time. So, and there's a lot of chatter on this. What would happen? What would be the ramifications if we had another Carrington event like we had in the 1800s, I think it was, or maybe it was in 1918. I can't remember the exact, I'm pretty sure it was in 18 something. I don't have it before me. But when that took place, we had what was called a telegram communications at that time, and it fried all the telegram circuits. And they said if we was to have an event on that scale again, it would literally put us back into the Stone Ages. And this is the fear that they have, that a nation that is a enemy of Israel and America could go by sea or however they could do this and launch one of these weapons, which would have the same effect. It would have the same impact. It would literally knock out our grids, knock out our power system, knock out all of our water infrastructure. All of our infrastructure would be fried, and it would literally put us back in the 1800s and put us into to the Stone Ages. So this is very concerning, guys, that we're seeing these kind of reports coming out. Okay, here's another report. Let me show you this one here. Pull this one up. Secret documents show Hamas tried to persuade Iran to join in the October 7th attack. I thought this was very interesting, again, but not surprising at all to me because, again, Iran is the serpent's head, and all of these other factions are just that. They're factions of this. And again, according to this report, there has been new evidence and research coming out that they're pulling up now, that documents that state that they Hamas wanted Iran to join in on this. Now, some reports saying that they were in on it. I'm going to go with the latter. I think it's quite obvious to the general public, the average Joe, if you would, for us that's watching on and we understand these things and we do our homework on this. Look at the weaponry that was used. And also, it's no secret, guys, this current administration and a previous generation, administration funneled millions and millions of dollars to Iran. What do you think they did with that money? What do you think they did with those funds? I think this is quite obvious to, again, for most of us who understand this, we keep up with this stuff. We know how Iran is getting, or we know how Hezbollah and Hamas and the Houthis, we know where they're getting their weapons. We know where they're getting all of this stuff from. And again, this is why they're saying that Iran is the head of the serpent. So guys, I know this is a lot. This is a lot on a Saturday. We didn't expect to come on here on a Saturday, but we're here and we've got a lot. We've covered a lot on this program. Again, I would advise you and urge you to go back and watch this from the beginning. A lot of intel, a lot of information and breaking news coming out in the Middle East. It looks as though, and we'll kind of recap with this and close right here on this, for this weekend. It looks as though we could see Israel carrying out major, military operations in Iran. And again, according to the sources, at least what the U.S. sources are telling us, that it is going to be again against, it looks like it's going to be against Iran military and energy infrastructures, whatever that looks like. Where I think we're going to find out, and it could happen as quickly as this weekend during Yom Kippur. We've also discovered that it looks as though the attack is already underway and Israel's already in the initial stages of it because, again, according to reports, a major cyber attack is targeting infrastructure and communications. Even their nuclear infrastructure is already underway. And again, we have got the president of Turkey calling for the Confederation of nations that are straight out of Bible prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, with Russia and Iran, and even calling on Syria to be a part of this coalition. Guys, we are living in biblical times. The birth pangs of the Messiah are intensifying. They're increasing. And I'm going to leave you with Luke 21, 28. As I always say here, we always say this at End Time Headlines. I love that scripture, Luke 21, 28. Jesus said, when you begin to see all of these things coming to pass, you better look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Listen, guys, we appreciate you coming on today for this quick update. Again, don't forget to hit that like button, share this, subscribe, hit the bell notification, pick up your free app today on Apple and Android, hit that yes to push notifications, and it's going to be right there at your fingertips. You'll get these alerts, breaking news, prophecy updates, every article that we put out, everything's going to be right there. And be a blessing to you. Also, don't forget, guys, this Monday night, Lord willing, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have our corporate time of prayer. If you've not joined one of these prayer sessions, man, you're missing out. I'm telling you, we seek the face of God. We seek heaven, and we seek it on the behalf of our nation and world events and circumstances and even one another. We pray for one another fervently, and that's Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. If you're coming in by Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or any other outside social media platform, even from Apple or Spotify, again, please, I implore you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Why? So you can be a part of these live updates and you can be a part of these live prayer meetings when we do these on Monday nights at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. As always, guys, if this ministry blesses you, informs you, equips you, all of the above, please pray about becoming a monthly partner. Again, we do everything by partnership. We do not, we don't sell merchandise, anything like that. There's no subscription fee. Our app is free. Again, if you'd like to bless our ministry, you'd like to partner with us, you can do that two different ways. Right there on your screen, you can do electronically through the app, through the main website, right there in the live link or the YouTube chat, or by the, if you're watching rebroadcast this on YouTube, go look up at the top. It'll be pinned up there where it says support in bold letters. You can click there. If you wish to get by check or money order right there on your screen, you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So, guys, we love you. We appreciate you. Have a safe and blessed weekend, and we'll be right back here, Lord willing, on Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.